April 27th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to cover Psalm 56. To the chief musicians set through the silent doth in distant lands. A miktam of David when the Philistine captured him in Gath. To understand the background of this psalm, let's read the 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10. Then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So this psalm was written about David being afraid because he was captured by the Philistines. We should also know who Philistines are. All the tribes in the Bible have meaning. For example, Edom is the descendants of Esau, the big brother who sold his birthright in exchange for a bowl of soup, and later tried to kill his younger brother. So Edom is a symbol of evil deeds. So who are the Philistines? There is no clear indication in the Bible. We have to read into it since this is one of the mysteries of the kingdom. As you know, a mystery of the kingdom is not revealed to everyone, but we are permitted to know the mysteries once we are in Christ. So let's look into the 1 Samuel 6, verse 4. Then they said, What is the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden tumor and 5 golden rats, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats that ravish the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land. As you know, the ark of the Lord was in the land of Philistines, and much trouble fell on them. So the Philistines wanted to send back the ark to the people of Israel, and they decided to send back their god along with the trespass offering, tumor shaved and rat shaped pieces of gold. A tumor is created when there is blood clotting. A rat is a symbol of pest that eats up the grain. So tumor is connected to blood, which is wine, and the rat is connected to bread, which is the word. So I believe this implies who Philistines are. They are the one who clog up the ever-flowing blood and eats up the bread of life, the word of God. The Bible does not define those clearly, but I believe this is what it implies. So, going back to the psalm, this is about David being captured by the Philistines. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I believe this is a foreshadow of people of real faith being oppressed, which will eventually lead them to the destruction of the temple, which is written in Matthew 24. As David, a man of God, was captured, we could be captured by those who destroy the bread, the word of God. Let's look at Mark 13:11. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. So also there will be a time that people of faith will be captured like David. So why are we persecuted? Because we are following the word of God the way it is written. When you read the psalm, David also mentions word, like praising his word and twisting my word. David is saying that they are twisting his word, interrogating him and bringing false witnesses against him. The same thing happened to Jesus. They twisted his word and brought false witnesses who said Jesus claimed to rebuild the temple in 3 days. It happened to Peter and Paul too. We are not going through this now, but we have to be prepared because that is what the Bible says about the end time, just like it talks about the great rain and the flood. So when we have to be aware and be prepared, and then we do believe the work we do here is helping us to be ready for the days to come. I once heard about a great pitcher. Before he became a pitcher, he used to row a boat, which strengthened his back and later caused him to excel as a pitcher. So the work we do, like putting the newsletters together, is at the same time educating us about the important matter. So when people come to us with the wrong doctrine, we could speak the word of God, supported by the Bible. We will not lose the argument or being swayed by the wrong thinking, because you are grounded in the word. And even in the book of Revelation, it warns about the time that when the whole world will be put to trial, but those who are prepared will be strong. Verse 4, in God I will praise His word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Again, David says, His word. So this is the battle over the word. The Philistines tried to kill the word, and David would speak it till the end. You know, there are some people who don't even believe that Jesus resurrected. Those people might say that they found a tomb that says Jesus. In Hebrew, Jesus is Yeshua, and Yeshua is a common name. Of course, they would find millions of tombs that bear that name. Some even say that Christ had a wife and even children, and the crucifixion was all a lie. So you have to fight with the word, and if you have the word, you will always have victory. I had this revelation when I was reading the book of John. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. They use the past tense here, saying that word was God, but in Greek, they use the present tense. So I understand it as the word is God, and when I started treating the word as God, I started receiving more revelations and spiritual blessings. You know that the Catholics don't have the truth, for Mother Teresa has even said a Hindu would go to heaven or a Pope supporting the evolution theory. They are leading people to astray. And the Catholic Church chose those people as their Pope. It's the result of not knowing the Word of God or taking the Word of God lightly. But since I received the revelation that the Word is God, and I have been treating the Word as such, God has been responding to me wonderfully. And He has been wonderful to me. He has been treating me like a VIP. Not in a way you could see in the natural. I know you just see me sitting here in a plain chair, which doesn't even have an armrest. But in the spirit, He has been sharing so many wonderful things with me. Verse 5. All day they twist my words, and all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps, when they lie in wait for my life. As you know, David is a foreshadow of Jesus, and here David's words were attacked as people attacked Jesus' word. So again, I say this repeatedly, but there will be a time the people will not believe in the resurrected Jesus, and God. But we'll walk around believing wrong doctrine, and that will be the majority of people. And those who purely believe in the word will be treated as a cult. So when the time of persecution comes, what would be your response? As I mentioned in the morning service, Ideally, we would be like the disciples and remain faithful to the end. And the part of that talks about the persecution. Let's look at the revelation. Now I saw heaven opened. Let's look at the Revelation 19 and 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is about Jesus. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. I believe this is about the battles over the Word of God. I do believe that the battle over the Word of God and the sound doctrine will be part of the end time scenario. And I think it is already starting. I see that in America, because I have seen that Christian protesting against the legalization of gay marriage got arrested. So this is the beginning. So what do we do when we face such persecution? I think we just have to keep on doing what we do. As you know, we have our messages and newsletters translated into different languages, and we are participating in the battle along with those who wear white robe and riding on a white horse. If you keep on fighting, you will lose fear. And I used to be very fearful about everything, but after doing the work of the Lord for more than a decade, I don't have that kind of fear anymore. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, this is exactly what happened to Jesus. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the people, O God. This means that David was asking God if people can escape God's judgment despite of their iniquity. If majority of the people embracing the wrong doctrine, would he save them because they are the majority? I don't think so. There is another verse that supports this. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. So for those who are completely at ease with their belief and their false doctrine will have a sudden wake-up call. This, as a thief in the night, could also mean a thief that steals the word of the Lord. So for those who steal the word and twist it and feed the people with it, will have their peace stolen all of a sudden. They think they will be lifted up before the tribulation, and the Lord will bring them down after the tribulation. But they will find out in a painful way that they were believing a lie all these times. But the verse 4 from the 1 Thessalonians 5 says, But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. This is because if you are children of God, you would know what is coming, and you will be ready and will not be affected much like others. Now going back to the psalm. You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise His word. In the Lord I will praise His word. This shows that even with the tribulation, even with the rise of Antichrist, that does not stop the power of God. In other words, if the tribulation does not come, the word of God would be proven to be false. So everything will unfold as written in the word. Verse 11. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? When Satan came to Jesus, Jesus said, "The prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me." Jesus also said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Yes, Satan destroyed the body of Jesus, but Satan could not destroy the soul, nor he could touch our souls. So we have no reason to be afraid. Verse 12, "Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you." When we make a vow with God, God will keep that, and he will cause you to keep it. Jacob vowed that he would tithe, and he kept it, and God also kept the promises. So if you have a vow made with God, it will be done so in your life. Verse 13, "For you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Falling is part of the Christian walk. Sometimes we fall and stumble, especially in the end time. But as we are faithful to the Lord, he will prove himself to be faithful to us too.